we were so lucky because we found we had this steady amount of people. I mean, some came every Saturday, and there was some little boys used to come in because we had a big chest of drawers, and it was about five different drawers of quite cheap dinkies. I mean, they've been quite battered about. They weren't special ones. And of course, when the mums and dads came in and wanted to go into the back room where all the books were, the children were able to pull the drawers open and have a look. And my husband always used to say, oh, would you like one of those to take with you? And there was a little present. And they were always so thrilled, although they weren't new by any means. But it was just nice being given that. And we had two dear little boys used to come in. And they used to say, hello, Jim. And their mother used to get so embarrassed. She'd say, it's Mr. Smith. And they said, oh, it's Jim, isn't it? And Jim said, yes, we're mates, aren't we? And he had these special friends, these little boys. And we'd been to Scotland on holiday, and we bought this marvellous creature. It was a South African veld cat. It was a wild cat. And it was sort of, you know, horrible with, you know, jaws and everything. And we called it Fergus. And we put it in the side window in the shop. And when it was Christmas, I used to put a little Father Christmas cloak on it. And of course, we had to stop leaving it there because in the sunshine, it was going a lovely sort of auburn colour. So we took it out. And it happened to be at the same time as the Falklands War was beginning. And these little lads came in and they said, oh, Mr. Smith, what's happened to Fergus? And Jim puts this face on, you know, very serious, because he used to pull everybody's legs. He was just that sort of person. And he said, don't you know? And they said, no. Oh, he said, he's gone out to the Falklands to entertain the troops. He won't be back for a while. So anyway, they came in quite a long time afterwards and said, oh, any news of Fergus? So Jim said, yes, I've got some rather sad news, and their little faces dropped. He said, he's coming home on a hospital ship with an injured paw, and it was very naughty of him because it was all lies.